And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for our Marmoni Marazi Shechel Yenishmas. Maris Esther, Basim Shuros, Chaim Sagos, Masach, Hadamas Meir Zeb, Rab Shmuel Pinchas Ben, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Hazim Zishab, Rabbi Yosef, in the parish of Musafim, in Parashas Pinchas, Rashi explains that there's 70 Purim on Sukkos, corresponding to the 70 nations, Shemismatim Veholchim, that become progressively less. That's why every day we bring one less bull. Simen Klaya Hilahem. It's a Simen Klala. It's a sign of their ultimate destruction. Ubi Meha Mikdash Hayu Meginim Alea Mena Yisuchim. And in the time that the Mikdash was around, these Karbanos would protect the Umos from Yisuchim. So we have to understand how these Karbanos, these descending number of Purim, which equal altogether 70 over Sukkos, come both as Klaya, to represent destruction, and also as Hagana, to represent protection. And we are going to understand this based on the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says in the Pasuk, in Dvarim Lamed Beis Mem Zayin, Ki lo davar reku mikem. It's not something empty from you. Rashi explains, Lo lechinam atem yigeyem ba, ki harbe schar talui ba. You are not toiling in Torah lechinam, for nothing. There's a lot of schar that's connected to your learning, davar acher. Ein lecha davar reken b'torah. There's nothing empty in the Torah. Shim tidrashenu, that if you darshan it, you expound it, she'en b'matan schar, that doesn't have a giving of reward. Teidalecha, you should know. Shekein amru, because it says in the pasuk, v'achos loiton timna. B'timna haisa pilegesh. It says that the sister of Lotan was Timna. Timna was a pilegesh of Esav. She said that I wasn't accepted by Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov to convert. So, I might as well at least go to Esav and be a Pilegish. But I want to somehow be connected to the Jewish people. Lohdia Shvachoi Shel Avram Avinu Shehayu Shiltonim Umelachim Misavim Lidovik Bizaroi. This princess, Timna, had a cheshek, had a taiva, to be dovek b'zer Avram. She wanted to connect to the seed of Avram, this chash of a woman. So you see from here that even this isn't empty. When it says that Achos Lotum was Timna, Timna was the Pilegish of Esav, you see, even that has a significance, even that has meaning. So we see that Timna wanted to be Dovek to Zer Avram, not to Esav, to Esav's son, to Eliphaz. And we know that Lotan, he was one of the rulers of Seir, as we see in Sefer Bereishis. So this tells you the Shevach of Avram. So nothing is empty. And this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin 99b. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Menashe ben Chizkia, the king in Israel, would sit and teach Hayoshev Doris Bagodas Shel Doifi. He would sit and teach flawed interpretations of Torah narratives. He said, what, Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing better to tell us? Lotan's sister was Timna? Or that Timna was a concubine to Eliphaz, the son of Esav? There's nothing to teach us. And the Gemara says, no, there's a lot to teach us. Because Timna was the daughter of kings. says Aluf Lotan, Aluf Timna. So you see that this Timna was the sister of Lotan, was connected to kings or to chiefs. Mark calls it Machusa Velotaga. Akopanim, it's telling you that even though she's so chashuv, she still wants to be connected somehow to Am Yisrael. So that's the source of Rashi, that Menashe would make fun of this. He mocked what Moshe Rabbeinu had written, but you see that it has meaning, it has significance. Taisus Yantiv in Tmura on Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph brings the Psikta that on 5 Chatos and Mesos, it says in the Gemara, there are 5 Chatos that die. One is a Vlad Chatos, this child, the offspring of a Chatos, Tmur's Chatos, what's exchanged for a Chatos. The Bailam died of the Chatos, the Bailam had Kapara, and a year passed. So the Rashi Tevis of these 5 things, Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Mesu Ba'alea, Niskaper Ba'alea, Avrashnas is Vitimna. So the Shaila is, why is this the acronym? Why is Vitimna the acronym for these 5 Chatos? So, it's fitting to note over here that Menashe tainted what Moshe had nothing else to write but Vachas Lotan Timna. He didn't ask why the Torah wrote it, why the pasuk is in the Torah, and he didn't say it doesn't say he's a kofer b'Torah min haShemayim. So what did he mean? Why did he have a tain on Moshe? So it would appear that b'vaday Menashe knew that all the osias of the Torah are kodesh kadashim, and the Torah preceded the world. Just it went down to this world through Moshe, like the Ramban was Marich back to Amos HaTorah. Moshe is called Yared, because he's Mori the Torah, V'yikur Rabba, Aleph Gimel. So his taina wasn't on the Torah at its root. Torah at its root is Kulo Kodesh Kadoshim, and it's the names of Hashem. His taina was on its Gilui down here, how it came down through Moshe. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara, what? Moshe had nothing else to write but this? In other words, on this panim of Torah. Of course, in Shemayim it's very holy. But why does Moshe megala the Torah in this way? And this it says, Ki lo davareku mikem. No. Even the way that Moshe Rabbeinu was megala the Torah also has meaning, also has significance, also has importance. On the Esrog of Chag HaSukkos, it says in the Torah, Pri Eitz Hadar, that Tam Eitzo Pirio Shavim. So even though the Tachlis is the Pri, the taste of the tree, of the fruit, and the tree are the same. So the Tachlis is the Pri, but there's also a taste in the Emtzai, in the Eitz. That the Eitz has the same taste as the tree, Sukkah Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Pri Eitz Hadar. So the Eitz also has Tam. Tam Eitz Apir Yosheve. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created the world, the Tachlis Metzias HaTorah. Gam Yisrael, like it says, Bereshis Baruch Elokim, Shvil Torah Shenik Bereshis, Shvil Yisrael Shenik Bereshis. And if there's a Metzias of Umas HaOlam in the world, it must be that they're for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be in the Bria, Chas V'Shalom. They think that the Umas HaOlam aren't supposed to be, or it's against the Ratzon of Hashem. But just like you have a Shomer Lepri, is also important for the Pri, so too the world is for Shil Torah, is for Yisrael, but the Umas HaOlam also have their purpose as a Shomer Lepri. And that's what it means, mismatim v'hochim. In other words, nikar shechashivutam holechet u'mitmaetet. Their tfisas makom is mitztamtzemet. Bring 98 kvasim neged Yisrael shem kvuim. U'mispar parei achag yored. And the number of the bulls goes down. 14 kvasim are brought every day, and 14 times 7 is 98. And then the parim, every day is one less, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Those are the bulls. The bulls go down every day. The kvasim stay the same, 14. And therefore, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that the makom of the Umas HaOlam was recognized as being tafel to the Jewish people, so then the Parei HaChag protected them from Yisurin. Because even what's tafel, even what's secondary, has room in the Bria, like we said before. But there's room for Umas HaOlam in the Bria, because Hashem created them. And therefore when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and it was clear that they were tafel in the Bria, because the Beis HaMikdash was so significant, so central, it's clear that they were tafel in the Bria. So the Parei HaChag, these bulls which correspond to the 70 nations, would protect them from Yisurim. Because even what's tafel, even what's secondary, has room ba'achdus HaBriya. When the Goyim took the Shlita from the Jewish people, and their Mizgah, and their Meshabed B'Yisrael, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, and now the Goyim are subordinating the Jewish people. So the Parei HaChag Mismatin V'Holchim Hu Akloya, that takes away their place. They don't have a place anymore if they're not acting the way they're supposed to. So when Klal Yisrael is B'Si HaMailis, then the Parei HaChag are Megin Alu Masolam Yisurin, and gives them a place. But when they're Meshabed Klal Yisrael, when they torture Klal Yisrael, then the Parei HaChag Sheyordim V'Holchim are a Simen Kloya, like we saw in Rashi. That's Simen Kloya Hulaham, and the Bezman HaMikdash, it was Megin Min HaYisurim. Bezman HaMikdash, when our centrality was recognized, then the Umas HaOlam were important, and therefore they also had significance. So the Parei HaChag were Megin. Mashenken, when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, and they're mistreating the Jewish people, then it's a Simen Kloya. So it emerges that this limud v'timna haisa pilegesh that teaches the Shevach of Avram, that even the Chashuvei Umas HaOlam want to be Davik Bizarro, want to connect to his seed, that parallels the union of Parei HaChag, because that shows that they're mizbatel to Klal Yisrael. They nullify themselves vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of Timna. Timna wanted to be mizbatel herself to Klal Yisrael despite her own importance as a princess. In the Sugin Bava Kame, Adav Kuf Yud, the Gemara there asks, Chattis Shemesu Be'alea, when a Chattis, the owner of a Chattis, the Bailim die, it goes out to Chulin, should go out to Chulin, because a daita dehachi lo afrisha, a chatas shemesu be'alea should go out to Chulin, because the Bailim didn't have das to be mafrish the chatas, that al das that they were going to die. The guy wasn't mafrish, the didn't separate this chatas with the intention that he was going to die. So it should go out to Chulin, because that wasn't his kavana that he should die. So if he dies, it should automatically go out to Chulin for that reason. That's the kashi, the gemara in Bava Kama 110b. So the Gemara answers no. Chatas shemesu be'alea, hilchos hagemiri la delamisa azla. Doesn't go out to chulin because it died to dahachi lo afrisha. It goes to die. Goes lamisa. Why? Because hilchos hagemiri la. Because we have halacha l'moshe misina like that. This requires explanation. What's the teretz? So if we have a kasha, daita dahachi lo akdashe, it wasn't makdashet al das to die. So what's pshat that it goes out to that it dies? It should go to chulin. It just become chulin. So they explain in the name of Baruch Ber that what the Gemara's teretz is, hilchos hagemiri lemisa, that's the kiyum dina v'lechatis. So it's not called that it was holech liibud lo tzorach, that it was being destroyed for no reason. So we don't say adaita tachi lo aktish, only according to the havamina that we thought lemisa azla, and there's no toeles in the misa. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why should it go to lemisa? It should go out to chulin. That was the Gemara's kasha. Let it go out to chulin because adaita tachilo. He wasn't makdish it. I'll ask that it should be that he should die. There's no toeles in the animal going lamisa, so let it just become chulin. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's teretz is that exactly is the halacha. That's the kiyum hadin. The kiyum hadin is that if the person dies mesu ba'aleh, then the animal goes lamisa. So it was hukdash al das kain. Not pshat that it wasn't hukdash al das kain. It was hukdash al das kain. Just like there's a din that when you put the ola on the mizbeach, you miskaper ba'ola. There's also a din in the chatas that lemisa azla. That's the kiyum hadin. It's not just getting rid of the animal, because there's nothing to do with it. That's the Gemara's akasha. Just let it go out to chulin. It wasn't al daskein. No, that's the kiyum hadin. That if the person dies, it goes lemisa. So it was al daskein. So we see from this that there are certain bruin, there are certain creations that their inyan is lemisa azla. That's their purpose. That they go to death. And we can say that that's the inyan, what we learn in the Psikta. That they're chamesh chatos mesos vatimna haitse pilegesh. Rosh Tevis vatimna, that's the acronym to remember. The five chatos that die. As we said before, Vlad chatos, tumurus chatos, mesubel, and eskapel, avrish nasa. They all go to misa. That's their kiyum adin. That's their matara. That's their purpose. Afal pishem bruim kelisha rotsim em kutafel bulvad. So their purpose is only secondary. So why does it have to write achos lot and timna, but timna haisa pilega shalifas? So the answer is to show that there's certain bruim that are nitpalim lavos, they want to be misdabik bizarim. So you see that there's certain bruin that their purpose isn't for themselves. Their purpose is lamisa azla. Those are the chamesh chatos mesos. And that's the vitimna. Vitimna also, the purpose isn't for timna herself. But it's to show that she's nitpa la'avos. She wants to be mishtaka, mizdabik ba'avos. So she's not the purpose herself. Just that she should be mevatel herself to the avos. It's like the purpose of these chamesh chatos mesos. Their purpose is that they should become batel. And that's part of the mismatim v'holchem avum solim klapa Yisrael. To show that they're tuffel. And that's the hemshech of the shlemus tzura sa'adam. We come out of Yom Kippur, and we're supposed to be the true Tzura Sadim that we're supposed to be, that we were created to be, and we go into the Sukkos. So now the Umas Olam are becoming Tufel to us, because we're who we're supposed to be, so they're who they're supposed to be, which is Tufel. Interesting. that by Sukkah, it's no din of lachem. By Sukkah, you can borrow your friend's Sukkah. But by Lulav, you can't borrow your friend's Lulav. And that's only on the first day, not all 7 days. Lulav is only Menat Torah the first day, and the Mikdash all 7 days. Sukkah is all 7 days Menat Torah. Because the union of Lulav is that you praise Hashem. Like it says, the shear of Lulav, you need a tefach. Besides the actual shear of the three tefachim of Lulav, you need an extra tefach. They learn an able to shake it. V'am nivri yahalol ka. A nation was created with praise Hashem. The Chazal say in Medrash Tehillim that we take the lulav for halal. Because the hillel is kafi ma sha'am nivro maki umasik bezeo mahalal. The more the nation is masig, the more they're mahalal. And therefore there has to be lachem. There has to be a kinyan. So what's the hillel? The hillel is with the lulav. The praise is with the lulav. And how much do you praise? The more you perceive, the more you praise. So therefore, when we're dealing with the praise, which is the lulav, there has to be, they have to have a kinyan on it. They have to understand what they're praising. The schach is above the person. It's just mashpi on the person from above. We're sitting under the hagan of the schach. And the perception is it's above us, the lulav we're holding on to. And we're praising with it. And that's lefi our tfisa, according to our perception. The sukkah is above our perception. Also by Sukkah, we learn Kol Yisrael Ruin Leishe B'Sukkah Achas. It doesn't have to be Lachem, because we could all be sitting in one Sukkah. Which means, like Rashi says, that we can't all own a Shavar Prut in the Sukkah. We can't all have Bailas, so we're borrowing from each other. So it's not just a Limud, that's the content. That's what Sukkah is all about. It's not a Kinyan HaYachid or Prati Yuso. It's what's above man, it's Shaykh Tov Kla Yisrael. Sukkah shayach to of Klai Yisrael, it's above us. There's no room for a kinyan prati, and therefore, Sukkah Shi'ula is okay. Klai Yisrael Amin Leishe V'Sukkah Achas, we're all borrowing the Sukkah from each other. We don't have our own personal kinyan in the Sukkah. But literally, you have to have your own personal kinyan, because you all have to praise. You praise according to your own understanding. On Sukkahs, we say Halo Shalom every day. On Pesach, only on the first day, the Gemara says, because Sukkah has different karbonos, and therefore halal every day. And since this chiddush that their chalukim of karbonosim is only in the mikdash, therefore dafka there, mitzvah lulav is all 7 days. Because we already explained that lakichas lulav is a maisa shel hilul b'simcha. In the mikdash, the karbonos are chaluk. And therefore in the Mikdash the Lulav was called Shiva. Because the Lulav is an act of praise, of Simcha. We say, Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem with the Lulav. So you see, the Gemara says again that the Halal is every day because Chalukim Karban Oseim. So the Chalukim of Korban Oseim obviously makes for a special praise. Every day is a different number of Korbanos. It means every day is a different Mahus. Every day is a different praise. It's not one standard number of Korbanos. And one day you covered all the days. No. Every day is its own separate Chefza. And the Mela, the Lulav, which is the Chefza of praise, is Minat Torah all 7 days in the Mikdash where it's Chalukim Makarban Oseim and we're Semachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamin. But in the Gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't see the Chalukim Makarban Oseim. We don't see the Mismatim V'Hochin of the Umas HaOlam. And we see that they're Tafil to Am Yisrael, which is now the sea, the Ikar, the centrality of the Mikdash. We don't have that when there's no Mikdash. So therefore, the lulav, we lack the chalukim of karbon osam, we lack the mismatin v'holchim. So lulav is only one day, not all 7 days in the Torah. So the Simchas HaChag is supposed to impart to us the chashivas of Am Yisrael and the makom of the Umas HaOlam klapei Klal Yisrael. They're mismayit v'holech, that when Am Yisrael is as they should be with Mikdash, then it's a hagana for Umas HaOlam, they're tefil. And when they're mistreating the Jewish people and there's no Mikdash and it's not nikkur that chalukim b'karban oseim, so then the idea of mismat and vahochin is klaya. But al kopanim, however you look at it, it shows you the place of Am Yisrael vis-a-vis Umas HaOlam, the chashivas of Am Yisrael, and therefore that brings one to great simcha. Shebaruch Elokeinu shebaranu lechvodo v'dilam min ha-toim. Shebaruch rabanu mikolam v'amunu mikol lashon. Mitzvah Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this inyan, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.